97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
Well, that was one of the responses that was given to researchers who conducted this study for CNN. And here's what they did. They talked to 10-year-olds, so elementary school students, 80 elementary schoolers. And what they specifically targeted Arizona, New Jersey, and Texas. They initially interviewed these students back in the spring. So that, of course, would have been when Joe Biden was still at the top of the ticket with Trump. And then they went back not that long ago when Kamala Harris was the nominee to re-interview some of these kids. I don't think all of the kids agreed to be interviewed again. But the parents who did say, okay, yes, they can go ahead and get interviewed again. They did talk to them just to gauge the polarization that you're seeing, even in children as young as 10 years old. Now, obviously, they're just regurgitating what their parents are saying. But some of these responses that the kids gave are really, really mind-blowing. Carl, will you want to play clip number 5 for us?
They'd be okay with you going over to somebody's house who is really supportive of President Trump?
No.
No? And why not?
Because they know that he's not like black people, so they will not be happy to see me.
Would your family let you go over to somebody's house who's really supportive of Donald Trump?
No.
No, they wouldn't?
No.
And why not?
Because, like, my mom and dad don't like Donald Trump at all. Not a single bit.
Would you be okay going over to somebody's house whose family really likes Kamala Harris?
I think it'd be fine. It's just about the personality of the people.
Wow, what a difference. So the kid whose parents clearly support Trump said he would be willing or would be allowed to go over to a kid's house whose parents clearly supported Kamala. In fact, she showed the picture she was showing. These kids had houses with a Harris Walls sign in the front with a Trump Vance sign. And said, okay, if they had this sign, basically, and you knew they were Trump supporters, would you be allowed to go over to the house? Is that not very interesting?
I would worry, as a parent, if there was somebody that vocal about it, if they would try to influence my kid. I mean, the kid's probably not worried about it. As a parent, I might have a concern if this kid's saying, my parents really hate Trump. I would think twice about letting my kid go over there.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You have to wonder what some of these parents, not even just about Trump versus Harris, but just some of these controversial topics, like the books that they might be reading to my children or the things they might be talking about, the places they might be taking them to and where what they would potentially be exposed to. My gosh, you have to think about all these things and you don't want to create further division, but that's very important to me. So as Easton gets older, that's something I'm going to have to factor in when deciding, okay, whose house am I going to let him go to? What is interesting to note is it said most of the children in the fall interviews, nearly 2/3 of them supported Harris. There was an even split in Texas. And you can imagine the other states where, you know, what that came out to. But yeah, the fact that these kids were saying things, they were comparing Trump to Hitler. That was what one of the kids said in response when the researcher said, what's the first word that comes to mind when you think of Trump? Hitler.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
How old are these kids?
These are kids who are 10 years old, fifth graders. Fifth graders. Now, it's fun. It's CNN and they're, gosh, you brought this up earlier. You're like, gosh, I'm surprised CNN even did this story and actually published it based on the findings, because it doesn't make the Kamala supporters look that great, to be honest with you.
I've got a story I'm going to do when we come back from the break here in a few minutes about what you're not hearing in these national polls. And CNN's, this may be one example of it. I'm a little surprised they even aired the soundbite with the kid saying liar, first word I think of when I think of Kamala Harris. But they've also been caught this week where they were trying to talk to union workers and get their real opinion. Well, and it's almost like the goal of it was to convince them to change their minds. Like, you're a union member. You're in this union that overwhelmingly voted that you're in favor of Donald Trump. Do you know what happened on January 6th? newspaper are like, eh, I've heard of it. I don't really care.
It's like those signs or something from, I think, A Wizard of Oz, where it's like, are you sure? I'd turn back if I were you. Are they going to post those signs? Anyone they know who's voting Donald Trump, do we have to walk past a series of signs? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Think again about your decision. I'd turn back if I were you. You're wrong. You're a bigot.
Right, because so many people in this country, Trump derangement syndrome, it's funny. It's funny to say that people have a, you know, some sort of mental block about Donald Trump, but they've really been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed into this idea that he's dangerous, which the conclusion of that has been two assassination attempts. Now there are rumors that surface-to-air missiles have been snuck into the United States over the southern border with the intent of trying to shoot down Donald Trump's plane. I don't know how they're going to track it if these stories are true, but it's really getting, it's not funny anymore. Trump derangement syndrome is not funny anymore. For the people that are affected by it, if you want to still use that term, the impact is real. When you're convincing middle school age kids that a legitimate mainstream political figure in the United States who only talks about loving the country and wanting to protect jobs and create jobs and make America great again is being compared to somebody who committed genocide of 6 million Jews, that's sick. The parents ought to be sent in for mental health treatment. Even make that comparison, you may not be capable of raising a child. You may pose a threat to that child if you're filling their heads with those kinds of lies.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I agree. I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but I am nervous for Trump. I really feel like the assassination attempts are not going to stop. Certainly if he's elected, I'm nervous about him getting to November. I mean, that's how hateful people are toward Donald Trump. This CNN study says researchers found that Democrat supporting kids drove polarization in that study, and the children were more likely to say they wouldn't be friends with someone who supports Trump. Kids in the red states, on the other hand, were more likely to repeat, quote, as CNN says, misinformation. There it is. See, just when you're shocked that CNN has even aired this report, which I still am, they have to put a line in there like that just to remind us. Don't worry, guys. We are still biased.
Yeah.
If you thought we had gone neutral, don't. We're not. We're still not objective.
We're not a
trustworthy news site.
Yeah.
For all those loyal viewers who turn to CNN knowing that they're going to get only one side, their narrative that they just want to see repeated over and over and over again, which is that Kamala is the hero America needs to be saved and Trump is, well, basically Hitler.
Right.
So, right. Gosh, yeah, 10 years old, that's crazy. The fact that, you're right. The parents, that is so sad. Think about the conversations that some parents have had in front of these children and the language that they're using.
It must be. They must have picked it up. I mean, I have a hard time believing you're sitting down with a middle schooler.
Elementary schooler. These are fifth graders.
Elementary school, if it's fifth grade. And having those kind of conversations with them. There's a man running for president who's just like a man who in history killed 6 million people. He's horrible. He's that bad. He will damage democracy. I mean, that's the kind of garbage that you need to be called out for. If you know somebody's doing that to their kid, you need to call them out for that.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah, these children were asked among the presidential candidates, which do they think would keep him safer, which is more honest, and which is more likely to do bad things. And I love the answer that one of the kids gave when asked what their opinion is on Donald Trump. This kid said, "Go America." I was like, go America.
Nice.
I do. I like that kid.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this is not happening, in our local schools. But you know there are people scattered throughout Webster Groves and Kirkwood who are nodding right now because they know somebody like that.
Well, yeah. And these kids. One of the girls said that she thinks it's very important for the country to have a woman of color be president.
Oh,
that was her response.
God.
So there's that.
My favorite meme from yesterday was a woman and her daughter, the daughter's looking at her going, "Mommy, but the food rations don't fill me up. They don't fill up my tummy." And she said, "I'm sorry, honey. I really wanted a female president."
That'll fix it.
Not that her gender has anything to do with this. It's her lack of intellect that is the challenge here. She doesn't understand basic economics. Let's just call it what it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.